Ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
In for another visit at the home of Mr. and Mrs. Ace, known as the Easy Aces. As it might happen in any typical family, the problem now at the Aces is brother-in-law, James' brother Johnny being the bone of contention. It's after dinner in the bungalow. Jane is in the kitchen, but we find Mr. Ace looking over some bills as Jane's best friend Marge, who lives with the Aces, sits by. Listen.
What do you suppose this is all about?
What's the matter?
This bill.
Oh, Jane got extravagant again?
It's not Jane. It's that brother of hers.
What? Johnny, don't be silly. What does he need with you with all the average millions he's married to?
That's what I want to know. Look at this. 2 flannel suits delivered to John Sherwood. There it is. Now, that guy's starting his old tricks again.
Oh, be reasonable. With all the money Alice has.
Be reasonable? Here he is in black and white. And what's this? Oh, paid by Mrs. A's. Well, if
let me see that.
Wait a minute. I'm going to get at the bottom of this.
Now,
Jane!
Don't start an argument before you know what the facts are.
Stay out of this, Marge. I don't need any better proof than this that she's up to something. Jane!
This doesn't make sense. Why should he need your charge account?
That's what I'm going to find out.
Did you call me, dear?
What is this?
Not now, dear. I'm busy washing dishes. I want to get finished so we can go to a picture.
What is this?
Oh, what is this? I haven't got time to play that silly game now. I can't guess those things. That's not. Honestly, the things you think
of. Isn't that awful?
I think it's priceless. Play it with Mars, dear. And don't call me in the middle of...
You sit down there.
But I have to finish washing the dishes.
Sit down.
Isn't he the most...
I have here in my hand a bill for 2 flannel suits delivered to John Sherwood and okayed by you.
Oh, that?
Yes, that. 2 flannel suits, $80. Now, you take it from there.
Beg pardon?
I want to know all about them.
Oh, well, one of them is a blue one. That's the one I saw he looked best in. Johnny likes the gray one better.
Sure,
because
I don't think he's interested in that phase of it.
Will you stay out of this, Marge?
Yes, Marge, stay out of this, please. Where was I? Oh, yes, Johnny likes the gray better because it's lighter. I mean, the color is lighter than the blue. He thinks blue is too dark for summer. But I think blue with light ties is very nice. That's why I made him get the light ties. That's on another bill there.
He got light ties.
Yes, and a few other things. You know, odds and evens.
Odds and evens.
Oh, Marge, can you stay out of this?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
Well, anything else, dear?
Well, I don't know. Was there anything else?
No, that's all I can think of. Ties and a pin for his collar. You know, a few nicknames.
Yes, I know a few nicknames I could use right now.
Well... Well, don't you want to ask me why he charged them to us?
Why he charged them to us? No, I don't want to ask that.
You don't?
No, after all, he's your brother.
But I thought you'd be mad or ask me
mad.
Why.
Mad? Oh, the idea you get. Mad because your brother charges a little thing like a couple of suits to my account? Me, his rich brother-in-law?
Sarcastic,
huh? Oh, now, wait a minute. I think I'd better step in here whether I want it or not.
But, Marge, we told you to stay
out. I know, but I can sense the storm brewing, and I'm going to try to get at the bottom of this thing before my friend here bursts the blood vessel. Now, Jane, how come Johnny's charging things again to Ace's account?
Well, I'll tell you, but you're going to be surprised. Are you ready?
I'm holding on tight.
You, dear?
I'm numb from the other surprises.
Well, here's the whole thing in a shell hole. Johnny hasn't any money. See, I told you you'd be surprised.
Surprised at Johnny for not having money?
Well, I mean now, especially after he married Alice.
You mean they're not giving him any of that fortune then?
Well, if that isn't a coincidence, that's just what I said to him. I said, how do you not have money, I said. And he says, well, just because Alice has all that money and because Mr. Everett has so much money, well, that's no sign I've got it, too. And then I saw what he meant. It hit me in the face like a flash in the pan. They weren't giving him any money.
Oh, but that's silly, Jane. I don't know what the procedure usually is, but, well, when a guy as penniless as Johnny marries a wealthy girl like Alice, they have to see to it that he has enough money to live up to the position he's in. Why, it's preposterous.
That's what I said, only I said ridiculous.
Well, it certainly is.
You and me both. Come on, dear, you join in. Well, anyhow, I said to myself, I said, well, they're not going to do that to my brother. I'll show them that he can have just as many things as anybody. And if they won't give him the money for it, well, I thought I charge everything.
Oh, but then I don't think that's fair for anything.
Oh, no, just leave me out of it. I want to hear the way he's telling it. Go ahead. You just thought you'd charge everything.
Yes.
And you did.
Well, I wasn't going to let them do that to my brother. And I know you wouldn't want them to do it to your brother-in-law, would you?
Yes.
Sure, so I said, yes.
Now, wait a minute. I'm afraid we're going to have to get down to facts here, Jane.
What do you mean, yes?
Oh, what I mean doesn't matter, does it? After all, you're the big mogul around here.
Well, I am when it comes to my brother, whatever that is.
Of course. You're the chief. I salam you.
If you do, if you lay one finger on me.
What? Oh, you... Hey, you two. Settle down. I want to get at the facts here.
What facts? What other facts are there? Johnny has to live up to the Everett mansion he lives in, so I have to pay for it. Before he was married to a wealthy girl, all I had to do was supply some old suits of mine, some of my worn shirts, and spending money. But now he's living up to the Everett millions, and it seems that I
have... Just a minute before you start making speeches.
Well...
James.
What?
How long has this been going on? Old man Everett financed Johnny's honeymoon trip around the world, didn't he? Don't tell me Johnny paid for that.
I don't think so.
Maybe he hitchhiked.
What?
Oh, stop. Of course Mr. Everett paid for that. But now Johnny's back and settled down, and you mean to say that he doesn't give Johnny any money, or Alice doesn't?
Well, he hates to ask them.
Oh, but he doesn't hate to ask me.
Oh, but they're strangers.
His wife is a stranger?
Oh, that's preposterous, Jane. Besides, he shouldn't have to ask them. They should realize that he's, well, he hasn't any money, and that he needs a lot of it now to run around with that crowd. They ought to give it to him without his asking.
Oh, well, they said they'd give it to him.
What? I don't get this at all. What do you mean they said they'd give it to him?
Well, they said they'd give him a very good salary.
A salary?
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. It's the old story. They want him to, I hate to say this word, work?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And, of course, Johnny doesn't feel he ought to work. Is that it?
Well, it all depends.
It all depends.
Yes, on what kind of work they want him to do. He told me all about that, too. It's because Mr. Everett owns so many different kinds of businesses that Johnny just can't make up his mind what to do.
So he charges 2 flannel suits to my account.
So they want Johnny to earn his work.
I suppose that's asking too much.
Not at all. When did all this come up, Jane? When did you find out about Johnny's not having money?
Oh, I knew that all the time. He told me, but he said to keep it in my hat, not to say anything to anybody about it.
You mean since he got back from his honeymoon?
Oh, yes, right after he got back. But the working part, I mean about making him go to work, that didn't happen till day before yesterday.
Not till day before yesterday?
Yes, after all that excitement about Abbott and the diamonds. And Johnny happened to say that he was going to miss having a valet like Abbott to help him get dressed and everything. So Mr. Everett said he wanted to have a hand-to-mouth talk with Johnny.
Hand-to-mouth talk
with. Go ahead.
Well, they talked, and Mr. Everett asked Johnny what he was going to do. And Johnny said, about what? Because going to work was the furthest thing from his mind.
Naturally.
Oh, hush. Will you let her tell her story?
Yes, dear, don't keep interrupting.
Now, go ahead, Jane.
Well, you could have knocked Johnny down with a fender.
There's an idea.
When Mr. Everett said he wanted him to go to work, Johnny just looked at him a ghost. He says, work where? And Mr. Everett said, any place. And the first thing you know, they had a long talk about it.
And what came of it?
Beg pardon?
Well, what was finally decided?
Oh, nothing. Johnny's thinking it over.
Thinking it over?
Yes, what he should do. Well, it just came so sudden. Oh,
what came so sudden?
Well, somebody asking him to go to work.
No, that didn't come suddenly. He's been asked that since I first met you, and I understand his father asked him that on the average of twice a day for 5 years before that.
Oh, well, father, that's different. After all, it's like his own son.
Like his own son,
yes. Yes, but Mr. Everett, well, if it wasn't for Alice, Johnny wouldn't even have known Mr. Everett, much less having him asking to go to work.
Oh, Jane, you're not sitting there and telling us that you think Johnny shouldn't go to work.
Well, like Johnny says, it all depends.
Depends on what?
Depends on what kind of work.
Oh, he's choosy now.
Well, Mr. Everett has all kinds of businesses, like the department store and the bank.
Oh, the department store isn't big enough for him to fool with, is it?
Well, what kind of work would he do there? You wouldn't expect him to just start out selling things like anybody else.
Oh, no. I think he ought to start at the top.
Has Mr. Everett made any suggestions, Jane?
Yes, that's what I've been telling you. He wants him to go to work.
Oh, I know. But has he said what kind of work Johnny should do?
Oh, no. He just said to do something.
Then it's up to Johnny to decide what kind of work he should do.
Or if he should do any. He has to think it all over.
You mean he may decide not to go to work at all?
Well, he thinks it might be bad to start working. It might give him ideas that he ought to work all the time.
Well, isn't that all?
I can't believe you're in favor of his not working.
Well, I wasn't either before I talked to Johnny, but he explained it so good.
Oh, he can explain anything that one can. But he doesn't get any sympathy from me in this case.
Well, you don't think he ought to go to work in that department store, do you?
Well, what's the matter with that?
But Marge, he's Alice's husband.
Yes, that's all he is right now, Alice's husband. Why doesn't he make something of himself? What's the matter with the job in that big department store?
I suppose he thinks he fits better into the Everett Bank.
Well, that wouldn't be as bad.
I suppose he knows all about banking.
Well, he understands about money.
Now, I wonder if he understands where he could get $80 to pay me for these two suits. He wouldn't go to work in the bank just for that, would he?
Well, it all depends on what he would have to do in the bank. And besides, like he says, he hates to start working and then they'll expect him to work all the time.
A president, you mean?
Or even vice president.
Or even vice president, isn't that?
Well, it looks like Jane's brother Johnny is in a tough spot. And unless he goes to work, it looks like Mr. Ace will be on that spot. We learn Johnny's side of the story when next we meet the Easy Aces.